You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is warning Omicron is spreading at unprecedented levels, with the variant now having been detected in 77 countries worldwide. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says people shouldn't be so quick to dismiss it as being mild.
Even if Omicron does cause less severe disease, the sheer number of cases could once again overwhelm unprepared health systems. I need to be very clear. Vaccines alone will not get any country out of this crisis. Countries can and must prevent the spread of Omicron with measures that work today. It's not vaccines instead of masks. It's not vaccines instead of distancing. It's not vaccines instead of ventilation or hand hygiene. Do it all. Do it consistently. Do it well.
Nations are ramping up their COVID-19 booster dose programs as a response to the variant, but concerns are being raised about poorer countries without the same access to vaccines as richer nations. Africa is lagging behind in its vaccination targets, with the current rate meaning the continent's population of 1.3 billion might not achieve 70% coverage until the second half of 2024. That's a milestone many of the world's wealthier countries have already met, while less than 8% of Africa's population have received two doses. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matsidiso Moeti, says when it comes to vaccination, complacency is the enemy.
Africa is vulnerable. Many people in Africa have not been vaccinated. The virus is spreading very fast, including in places where people have been vaccinated. It is causing relatively mild illness, particularly among those who are vaccinated.
But even those who want to be vaccinated can often face significant barriers to doing so. What some take for granted, like the transportation required to get to a vaccination centre, can make getting a shot increasingly difficult. Takalani Muladze has made her way to a vaccination site with her two-year-old son and says she struggled to afford the travel costs.
Oh, I don't have money right now. And it's 15 rand to go there, then 15 rand to come back.
She says while she was apprehensive, she knew she needed to make the trip in order to reunite with her family for their annual holiday festival.
I was not ready, but still I'm not ready. Just that I have no choice. I have to be vaccinated right now. Yeah, the president said we must get vaccinated before travelling, so it is a must.
Elsewhere in the United Kingdom.
Order! Order!
Here, new pandemic measures are being passed, including the requirement of COVID passes showing proof of vaccination for entry into venues such as nightclubs. The vote in the House of Commons passed by 269 to 126 votes, along with a mask mandate in most indoor settings, which was voted in favour of by 441 to 41 votes. But not everyone is happy with the results. 99 Conservative MPs voted against the measure, which ultimately passed due to majority Labour support. The UK is also scrapping its travel ban towards the 8 Southern African nations of concern, where health authorities recorded the first instances of the variant. Health Secretary Sajid Javid says the restrictions are no longer necessary.
Now that there is community transmission of Omicron in the UK, and Omicron has spread so widely across the world, the travel red list is now less effective in slowing the incursion of Omicron from abroad. So I can announce today that whilst we'll maintain our temporary testing measures for international travel, we will be removing all 11 countries from the travel red list effective from 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Elsewhere in Europe, the Netherlands is extending its COVID-19 restrictions as health authorities scramble to get on top of rising infections. Schools will close a week earlier than scheduled, with the country's current lockdown to be extended until January the 14th. Caretaker Prime Minister Mark Rutte says while it's disappointing, it shouldn't come as a surprise.
And we konden dat signaal over de Omicron variant.
We couldn't ignore the signal about the Omicron variant. The outcome of that is that we must ask primary schools, schools for special primary education and daycare to close their doors with effect from Monday the 20th of December or at the latest on Tuesday the 21st of December if the extra time is needed.
Brazil is beginning to administer the first of its COVID-19 booster vaccinations in Sao Paulo in an effort to combat the Omicron variant ahead of the holiday season. Kelly Daniele is a biomedical scientist who attended one of the vaccination sites and says getting the jab has put her more at ease.
We just need to keep the protocols, using alcohol gel, wear masks. I think we don't need to worry too much once the majority of people are already vaccinated.
Pfizer is confident the results of its 2,250-person study for a new experimental COVID-19 pill are yielding promising early results. It can be taken after early COVID-19 symptoms develop and is thought to have the ability to reduce combined hospitalizations and deaths by about 89% among high-risk adults. The pharmaceutical giant said on Tuesday it appears to be effective against the Omicron variant and is pending approval from the Food and Drug Administration. And after two tumultuous St. Nicholas-less years, some Americans are paying a long-awaited visit to the man in red in a COVID-safe manner. A shopping centre in New Jersey is offering fully vaccinated, unmasked and full contact Santa visits. Logan Metzger is a New Jersey resident who says it was his first time visiting Santa.
It was very cool, and I never got to see the real Santa Claus, you know?
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.